BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
They were hours away from messing it up, a deal to stop another financial crisis in America. Now politicians there have agreed on a plan to borrow more and cut spending, but it's going to be tough. Newsbeat's been speaking to some of the people who could be hit hardest, and they're right on President Obama's doorstep. Dave Howard has more from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, this is our stop.
Doors opening.
We boarded this subway train at the entrance nearest the White House, home to the world's most powerful man.
Step back.
20 minutes later, we're here.
I'm going to smoke weed, do what I do, and live life right.
MLK raised me, MLK made me.
MLK, short for Martin Luther King Jr., the name of the street we're on here in Anacostia. Nearly half of the children in this Washington, D.C. suburb officially live in poverty.
My name is LaShawn, I'm 17.
People getting shot around here, everybody fighting, getting robbed, everything.
It's reported that fewer people have jobs around here than anywhere else in America.
My name is Sierra, I'm 22.
The police only messing with certain people.
If you see a man that's sitting down drinking a beer, they'd rather mess with them than mess with the drug dealers that are really doing stuff around here.
This group are smoking outside a laundrette.
You see a lot of young kids, teenagers just hanging around because it's not no recreation.
They wonder why black people always getting locked up because that's the kids don't got nowhere to go.
This is a mostly black neighborhood. Murder and shooting rates are also high, related to gang violence. Further on, we pass Kenny and Delonte.
Yeah, man, it ain't as flashy and nice as everything else is.
This is the nation's capital. Why is it that we have people who don't have anything?
Walk a bit further and you get to a community center painted orange. Music coming from inside makes the windows rattle. Traditional African dance and drumming, meant to give people here something positive to do over the school holidays.
Everyone, give yourselves a big hand, please.
Melvin Deal is in charge. He leads the chanting and he makes sure everyone who turns up gets a meal.
People will handle the snacks. Will you please handle that?
People here worship money. And if you haven't found a way to get that money, you don't have it. It's just that simple.
Melvin describes his project as a shield, helping to keep some of this neighborhood's school-age children out of trouble.
Drugs, yeah, violence,
and everything.
Kids can't even come outside no more.
Just chaos.
We got to do what we got to do to survive out here.
But it is getting better. Now you barely hear gunshots. Like, I haven't heard a gunshot in a while.
Sport Now with Ben Mundy.